Welcome to Phonomancers Anonymous. This is DJ Paprika.
And this is Miranda. Very technical. I can't hear myself.
This is Miranda.
This is, yes. Hello.
Wow. Technical difficulties, because this is the first show I've done since December 2016.
Oh, wow. Paprika was abroad, far away,
yeah,
and closer and than far again.
You're right. That did happen. But this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, in case you didn't know.
Tufts only freeform radio.
Yeah, it's the only one. So this is the only place you can listen to it, unless you're also on your laptop. In which case, you can go to WMFO.org. Because who listens to the radio these days?
Well, why are we here then?
Exactly. We can actually see how many listeners we have right now. Let me refresh.
Zero. That's my guess.
13.
Oh, that's
listeners.
Embarrassing.
Hey, that's good.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. All. I mean, there could be more. That's I'm not actually sure if this...
is accurate.
Yeah, because it's just a number. Like, where are the details? Where are the facts, you know?
It's just a number.
Like, let me see the analytics.
Where are the GPS?
Yeah. I want to see your locations.
Oh, we should play some Khalid.
Location by Khalid. Yeah, we'll do it. But yeah, how are you today, Miranda?
I'm awesome. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the mechanisms that resulted in you being here today?
I dropped a class today.
Oh my God, congrats.
I'm so excited that I am not in that class anymore.
She has to be careful about what she says in case the professor's listening.
That's what I just realized. But we probably had over the last 3 weeks, 400 pages of reading, mm-hmm. and I had done maybe 20 pages of reading.
Wow.
And so I decided that I couldn't do it,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't be able to do it,
mm-hmm.
so I dropped that.
Wow, real talk. Same. She did that.
Yes. That's How are you today, DJ Paprika?
Oh, I'm great. I had chicken parm from Hodgdon for lunch.
Oh, that's good.
It was very filling, and then I also ate one of those yogurt parfait things with the granola.
Oh, that's
so... And now I'm
so
full.
Oh my God, I didn't even know about that. That's so filling.
I was 3/4 of the way through when I realized, I should stop. But then I was, too far into it.
You were in it.
So now I just feel very fed, which is probably good because...
That's awesome.
All I had before that was a banana. But that says nothing about my day except for what I ate. But maybe that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 p.m. Okay. Wake up from your naps.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
From your after class
From your Thursday nap. I know that feeling. Thursday, 4 p.m.
I have yet to nap this semester.
I tried to nap yesterday 2 separate times in the day, and it didn't work. That's how desperate I was.
Oh, my God. That's like when you have to cry, but you can't.
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Same. Well, we can talk more about crying later, but right now I'm going to play well, what just played, which is maybe one of my favorite songs that came out in the interim, which is what I'm calling the time between December 2016 and now, was this song called Moment to Moment by Mozart's Sister.
That was a really good song.
Wasn't it so good?
I very much enjoyed it.
To it on repeat for like maybe a month. Like that's all I listened to. It makes me want to enjoy my life more.
And also, yes, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, thanks.
The band's name, is that a band?
I think it's just one person, and she's like French-Canadian.
That's an awesome name.
Isn't it?
Mozart's Sister.
Yeah.
It's like, who knows about her?
Right?
She was also apparently just as like prodigal as he was.
Prodigal, yeah.
But he got all the power.
Yeah.
And fame.
Yeah, Mozart's Sister is a deep and layered name, I think.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And the fact that we don't, yeah. She has a name, a real name too, that I don't remember, but I think it's Frenchy.
It's been erased from history.
Yeah, it's on Bandcamp, so.
Nice.
This is, and then coming up next is Ibai, who are one of my favorite musical duos. They're twins. They're like French and Cuban and Nigerian all at the same time. But basically, it's important to their music because all of those influences come in their music, and it's beautiful. And this is from, I think they're putting out singles right now for their upcoming album, and this is called Lost in My Mind, and it's
so good.
Okay, so enjoy. We'll see you on the other side.
That's what happens when I get lost in my mind. That's what happens when I get lost in my mind. I'm going up the hill to watch the lights, the lights. Close my eyes to feel the boom, the boom. We'll be right back.
I can't breathe. Chasing around the ashes on my floor. Sometimes I wish I could fly out of the window. Weighing down on me. It's weighing down on me. A cold sweat through my arteries. I can't breathe. No.
Just a masterful fade by DJ Paprika.
What a passionate and unscary song that we had here for you all today.
That was such a weak call out. Unscary.
It wasn't scary.
It wasn't.
No, it was passionate and beautiful.
Yeah, I love Shilpa Ray. That was from her new album, Door Girl.
Oh.
And it's so good.
When did it come out?
A couple weeks ago, I think.
Huh.
Yeah, or last week.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorites ever. And everyone should listen to her because she's so underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go listen to Shilpa Ray.
Yeah, do it.
Also, we need to clarify a little bit. The theme of this week is that Priyanka was gone from college in Tufts for a couple months. And the interim is the time between all of that.
Yeah.
And these are all the songs that have come out.
It's the space.
They've come out in the time that she's been away, and she's found all this music that's been really valuable and important to her, and it's super cool because Priyanka's really good at finding good music. And then all the songs on here that are not within this interim are songs that I have picked.
Yeah, you'll
and
know.
And they're ridiculous. Yeah, you'll definitely know.
Should we play one right now?
I think that we should. That's kind of what I was hoping.
Okay, well, but, what do you want?
Yeah, I do. Are we going to talk more? We're done.
We can talk more. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, that's the worst question. Okay, go.
I don't know. What do you want to do?
No, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do? We could listen to...
No, just play it.
Indigo Girls?
I think we should.
What does
play
this song mean to you, Miranda?
Well, in my interim, while I was at Tufts, this song was introduced to me by a very important person. And, yeah. And so I wanted to put it on here to be an important part of my time while you were away.
Yeah, we all had really important times. This is All That We Let In by Indigo Girls.
Stone and I say a silent prayer when I
I get home, you're cooking supper on the stove. And the greatest gift of life is to know love.
Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane noises from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org. A public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thanks, Miranda. I wish that listeners could see the ways that Miranda was pointing in the air.
I was reading that.
I can't. I wanted to be serious and direct, and I didn't want to get lost or stumble over my words, so I had to do that.
It was
that.
Like the most concentrated I've ever seen you in. It was like a very intricate, like, dance. It was beautiful.
Every day for me.
But thank you.
It's an intricate dance.
The airplanes are loud here.
Yes, that's, we should join the mailing list.
Yeah. Massport. Massport. Let's hit them up. Yeah. But that was Ray Spoon with Armor. Yeah, just a beautiful song, beautiful album.
By who?
Beautiful person. Ray Spoon.
By Armor?
No, the song is called Armor.
Oh.
The artist is named Ray Spoon.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Ray Spoon with Armor, because Ray Spoon is presenting Armor.
Right.
But it sounds like...
And like maybe also wearing Armor, but what I meant was that the song is called Armor.
Sorry.
And yeah, but thanks for clarifying that, because it could have been confusing for listeners. And we're just trying our best. So.
Google Ray Spoon with Armor.
Ray Spoon with Armor. It would probably come up, so... Because Google's smart.
Smarter than me.
Yeah, Google's a person. Apparently.
Oh my gosh.
So we had songs from you, Miranda, but do we want to go ahead?
And I feel like I think we should do the one.
Okay, let's do it.
This song is near and dear. I think I also only like found it last semester when Priyanka was away.
Oh wow, so it fits the theme. Did you know I was away? Did you know that I wasn't here?
I missed Priyanka so much. I was
between
so sad.
December 2016 and
today.
September. Yeah, today I came back. And I was away. I was gone. And Miranda was here.
And I was here.
If you have
Priyanka
any questions about that whole situation, please call us and we would be happy to tell
you
again.
Call us at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636.
Yeah, also known as WMFO. The last four letters spell out WMFO. Isn't that fun that like they do that?
That's so fun.
That in general, like numbers correspond to letters. Okay, we're gonna go ahead. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, baby, say you love me. 5, 6, 7. Don't play innocent with me. You know it's not just fun and games.
What was that about?
To fill dead space.
Thank you. Dead air is our worst enemy here.
It really is.
We're like sharks. And if there's dead air, we stop swimming? No.
Exactly.
No, we stop swimming and then there's dead air, which means sharks die.
But we want sharks to die.
Do we?
I don't know if we're scared of them.
Are we?
We're the people.
Okay. Anyway. This is getting strange. What'd you think of that song?
You
weren't listening.
I was. Oh, no, I was. Okay. It was okay.
Okay. Well,
I didn't pick it, so.
Interesting.
The first song, did you say what the, did we say what the first song
was? Oh, no, we didn't, but no. I think everyone loved it. It was, what was it? Tell us.
The first song was 1-2-3 by Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
So obviously that wasn't released in the interim.
Published. Gonna have to brush up on our vocab.
Sorry. Released in the interim, but it's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
she's a classic.
Listen,
artist.
The interim is not a rule. You know, like it became important. If it became important to you,
it was very important to me.
Yeah,
when I went to see the Broadway show On Your Feet.
You're right. You did that in
which closed
December, right?
In December. Okay. Yeah. Over there.
Because I remember texting you and you said you were there.
Yeah, all about the Cuban people.
Yeah,
and Gloria Estefan, who is the only Cuban person. In the world?
Yeah. Wow.
Except for eBay. It's a theme. It's a thing.
You're right. Well, it's always a theme when you're here.
There are many themes to our lives.
You're right, because of intersectionality. Breathes into the microphone. No! They hate it. The listeners hate that.
The 13 listeners, I apologize.
Yeah, they're all texting me right now, and they're like, I hate it.
Are we getting a phone call?
I hate it.
Perhaps?
No, not yet.
Oh, man.
You'll know.
If anyone wants to call, do you want to read the number?
Yeah, the WMFO studio line is 855-915-WMFO. Alternatively, WMFO is 9636, because I would not have known that if I was listening.
Well, you have to look at the keypad part of your phone.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to do that. alternatively, you can call my personal cell phone if you have that.
Oh, but if you don't, if you're not in that very...
Ooh, looks like we're getting a call. Interesting. Very interesting. Ring, ring, hello.
Hi, I'm calling in for the GP online right now.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Sorry, I'm call-
Oh, hi.
Hello. Hi. This is Miranda and Priyanka.
Well, I just think your show is really great so far.
Oh,
thank you so much.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Olivia.
Oh, hi, Olivia. Who are you?
I'm a freshman, and I had some questions for you. I wanted to know, what song would you recommend to all the freshmen out there who are just starting out and need some motivation?
Wow, Olivia, our token freshman. What a question.
That's a great question.
Well, what are you thinking about right now?
I also wanted to ask, what song represents your own freshman year experience?
Oh.
Who are you with? I feel like you're with someone.
I'm not.
Oh. Okay. It's just you and your
rude
spirit. Okay.
I'm with my spirit.
It's just your spirit is so, like, large and influential that I thought there were more than one of you. There.
Wow, that's a big compliment.
That's
thank
the nicest
so
thing
much.
You've ever said to someone, DJ Paprika.
Thank you. Okay, well, I guess to answer that question, also, can we do a brief aside? This is my dream, because when I was younger, I used to listen to this woman on the radio named Delilah. I think she was syndicated, so she came up on a lot of radio stations. But it was, people would call in and be like, Delilah, like, my husband is the worst person ever, like, I need a song to help me get over that.
Oh,
you know,
God.
And Delilah would play them a song. Do you know about Delilah?
No.
Yeah, I've heard of her, definitely.
Okay. Oh. Awesome. And then I just remember there was this one where this person called in, was like, I'm the captain of a color guard team, and my team is, like, graduating next year or something, and I just, like, I'm really gonna miss them and I need a song. And Delilah played her song, and I was like, that's my dream job. So yeah, what do you think, Miranda? What were songs that like helped us through our freshman year?
Oh, I know. The I'm a Man Now one.
Oh my God, Christine and the Queens.
Christine and the Queens. That song was like one of the first songs that I think Priyanka ever played for me.
Really?
In her room in freshman year. That song really shapes like my memory of freshman year.
That is beautiful.
What was it called?
It's called, well, I'm about to play it, but it's called It or IT. The I is lowercase and the T is uppercase, so I don't actually know. And it's by Christine and the Queens, who's like one of my favorite performers ever.
Did you have a song in mind?
No, I didn't. That's why I asked you.
Or like a song that you listened to a lot freshman year?
A song that I listened to a lot freshman year. Actually, it was an older Shilpa Ray song, and I already played her this show, but an older song that I loved by her. What was it called? Hold on. The powers of the internet have...
I'm trying to think what my songs... The songs that I listened to when I was a freshman. I feel like I'm never listening to, like... Oh! Stromae. A lot of Stromae freshman year.
You're right.
But... And we would, like, jump around...
In my room. Yeah. It was... we were... Yeah.
A lot.
We would, like, take study breaks and then jump around to Stromae.
Yes. But then we weren't actually ever studying because we were just talking,
no,
being friends.
I don't remember studying.
Yeah. Olivia, what are you listening to right now?
I always default to John Mayer, personally. Yeah. I love John Mayer.
He's changed a lot, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but that's what I've heard.
No, I really think he has. He's a really wholesome person now.
Good.
Yeah. You gotta forgive people sometimes for things they did in the past.
That's true.
They changed. Yeah.
Cool.
Great.
Wait, so your two questions were, one, what songs helped us through freshman year, and two, what songs
would we
recommend for freshmen to listen to?
Yes.
Okay, so we gave
I think
you ours.
The same.
I guess we should play Christine and the Queens just because Liv wants us to.
Yes, I think that this is a great song to like...
Yeah.
To do the thing, to
and
all
then,
the things.
But Liv, did you have anything else to say before I hang up on you? Like, what else is going on?
Before we say goodbye.
No, I'm so happy with your recommendation. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, we're so happy that you called in to our little show.
Rate and review us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook, Phonomancers Anonymous.
Oh, she already likes us.
I'll spread the word.
Thank you.
Yes, spread that word.
Thank you
spread
so much.
Spread that word.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling in. This was a pleasure. Oh, she's gone.
She
just hung
up.
She hung up so fast. She couldn't wait to get away.
Me neither.
Yeah. Well, 15 more minutes. Time has flown.
Just get away in general, not like from here.
Okay.
Anyway.
Here comes this song.
Come shed your light in my between what we share. No matter where you at, no worry, I'll be there. No one's got your back like I do. Even when business ain't going well, we still cool. When I shine, you shine, always on your side. All my life, you'll have what's mine. Mark my word, we gon' be alright. My brother, my sister, we gon' be just fine.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be alone. If it wasn't for you, I'd be on my own.
Don't wait till I do wrong. Don't wait till I put up a fight. You want my heart without a question. Don't wait for life. Don't wait till I do wrong. Don't wait till I put up a fight. You want my heart without a question. Don't wait for life.
So that was our song for Liv, and all the freshmen out there. We love you. We cherish you. I only know three of you.
But we love and cherish all of you.
Yeah. Liv is one of those freshmen, and I'm so grateful that she called in.
I know.
That was... You say it.
That was Don't Wait by Mapay.
Mapay. And actually, the first time I heard that song was by a Tufts a cappella group my freshman year.
Yes, me too. We were at the same show.
Were at the same show.
Franklin and I have an inside joke about a cappella and this particular show that we attended.
So it was like it was the third day of school ever.
Yes.
It was maybe still orientation.
Franklin and I met on the first day of orientation.
Yeah, you'll hear about
it. We're seniors.
We can save that story for another time. Okay. Did you know that we met on the it'll be like a running thing that we can't stop saying.
Okay, perfect.
It was one of the a cappella groups.
Jackson Jills.
Oh, it was Jackson Jills. Yeah. Shout out. They rehearse here, so hi.
Anyway.
But they did a great job, and we looked that song up afterwards. And
yes.
Because we were like, that's a beautiful song. And yeah, got me kind of emotional listening to it right now.
I know. Because also,
it reminds me of how full of, like, I don't know, hope I was at that point.
Yeah. Like, and also, like, a lot of, for me at least, a lot of angst as well.
Yeah.
And it just, like, it's uplifting.
It's uplifting.
It's a great song.
It just gets in the angst and stirs it up like a whisk.
Yeah, both of those songs, they really worked well together.
They really did.
To represent our freshman year together.
Yeah, and then, so, the next song I'm going to play is by Kylie Minogue, and it's a special request from my friend Ethan, who is maybe listening right now.
Yay! Hello, Ethan.
He's been one of the loyal listeners from day one.
Oh,
and has always supported my dream. Ethan should. I think he's called in once or twice.
Okay. Thrice, maybe?
Maybe thrice. But no, I think it was not thrice.
But now it will be thrice.
Here's All the Lovers. So this is, just dance. Just dance. Just dance it out, okay? Bye.
Bye.
Dance. It's all I want to do, so won't you dance? I'm standing here with you, why won't you move? Inside your groove, 'cause I'm on fire, 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 fire. It hurts when you get too close, but baby it hurts. If love is really good, you just want more. Even if it throws you to the fire. Just give me a little bit more. all I wanna do, so won't you dance? I'm standing here with you, why won't you move? Even if it throws you to the fire, fire, fire.
Well,
this is the end. That was awful. So that was what I said it was before, and we are running out of time all of a sudden. This was Photomancers Anonymous, and I am DJ Paprika. Did I say that?
At the beginning, yes.
Okay.
Well, and I'm Miranda. You. I don't have a DJ name yet, but we're going to work on it.
We're going to crowdsource it, so maybe next time you can call in, you as in the listeners, and give us a DJ name for Mirandy.
Oh, that's smart.
We can start a GoFundMe. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm going to play one last song and then turn it over to Hymn Hunters International with DJ Ben and DJ Lauren. I just met Lauren. It's not my fault that I forgot her name. But they're amazing, and I can't wait for you to hear them. This is Anything by SZA. And
it's been real.
It's been real. I'll see you next week. Same place, same time. I hope we didn't turn you off completely. But we'll be back anyway.
We hope that we turned you on completely.
Yeah, and that you stay on for the next week.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
Bye.
Baby, promise I have loved.